With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says Iran means business in talks with the U.S.
I think there's a very good chance we're going to end up in a deal. And so we're giving it 5 days, and then we're going to see where that takes us. And I would say at the end of this period, I think it could very well end up being a very good deal for everybody, as good as if we went all the way and just literally annihilated the place, which if we don't have to do that, that would be a good thing, not a bad thing.
Iran, however, denied talks have been held. No negotiations have been held with the U.S., Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Khalibaf posted on X, added that fake news is used to manipulate financial and oil markets. TSA Acting Deputy Administrator Adam Stahl says traveling by air right now is very challenging. He says security checkpoint wait times are much longer than usual.
3 to 4 hours is probably safe, but I think for folks, if they have questions about times, current wait times, I would encourage individuals to reach out both to the airlines, and they'll receive frequent updates from the carriers if they booked a flight with them, or their local airport website. They have in real-time updates as well.
Stahl was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. An Air Canada jet carrying more than 70 passengers collided with a fire truck while landing at New York's LaGuardia Airport late Sunday night, killing the pilot and co-pilot and injuring several others. The impact severed the cockpit and hurled the flight attendant, still secured to her seat far from the crash site. The flight attendant, however, survived. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 631 points, the Nasdaq rose 299, the S&P 500 advanced 74. This is SRN News. Men and women have different moral codes.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that men are a lot more likely than women to feel that getting a divorce is immoral. Men are also considerably more likely to believe abortion to be morally wrong. On the other hand, 58% of women say viewing pornography is immoral, compared to just 47% of men. Women are also more convinced that the death penalty is immoral, 36% to 31%. Michael Harrington reporting.
More Democrats are running openly on faith. Candidates include James Tallarico, a Texas seminarian running for Senate, and several ordained ministers running in Iowa for Congress. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear also leans into faith with a new book amid speculation he'll run for president. Some Democrats often avoid religious talk because polls show that atheists and agnostics are amongst the party's most vigorous supporters. This is SRN News. Oil prices drop and stocks move higher.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street and crude oil prices sank after President Donald Trump said the U.S. has talked with Iran about a possible end to the war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 631 points. That's about 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1.4%. Brent crude fell about 10% to close back below $100 a barrel. The moves in markets were even sharper in the morning. That was before Iranian officials denied that talks to end the war were underway. Seth Sutel, New York.
Closing arguments are underway in a landmark trial where New Mexico prosecutors are accusing social media conglomerate Meta of misleading people about the safety of its platforms for children. Meta denies violating state consumer protection laws. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.